the thing that makes the elderly population so vulnerable typically is their isolation. Many times people think it's their age, or in some respects it can be, but it's their isolation, it can be their loneliness, it can be their disconnect from family and friends, and then they're very receptive to people who are seeking to spend time with them, communicate with them, show interest in their lives. And oftentimes it's those vulnerabilities that the scammers, that the subjects of our investigations take advantage of. And it's time spent with people who are lonely, and then in that time being spent with them, they trick those people to granting them access or to their accounts, or to handing over money to people that they think are friends or family or people just who care about them.